Fly Purple.
Near, I'm on 25 near North Greenville. You know where that's at?
I know exactly where you're at. I'm on 26, fixing to get off at Landrum exit here in a little bit.
Which way you would actually go, but that makes sense.
So I've been up on Patrick. He made it into the 330 machine pretty good. So I've got his beam straightened out, and that's a good deal. He's down in down on audio a little bit, but he's definitely in it.
I switched over, but I couldn't. I can't program this stupid thing while I'm driving, so I couldn't talk. But I can hear just a little bit. So I heard him talking just a smidge, and then I got to an area where I couldn't hear I couldn't hear either one of you. So I knew I was just in the black zone. But that's pretty cool. So was he rotating the beam?
Was off target a little bit at first, and once he got it dialed in, it was spot on. So we're kind of tickled to death.
You haven't been able to hit the Trion repeater, right?
Negative. I mean, not at all. Sometimes couldn't even open the squelch on it, but he's actually able to move through it now, so that's a good deal.
But that makes me feel like we actually helped him accomplish something, so I'm glad.
Me too. I still don't know what happened with those wires. I guess I just looked at the thing backwards. That's all I can figure.
Honestly, I think the biggest problem was a couple of those wires just broke just because there's, you move them too much and they just snap right off. So I honestly think that was probably more of it than anything, but it's all good. We got it wired back up.
Yeah, well, what you got on the agenda for this weekend?
Doing my home office a little bit, and good thing my wife's not listening, because I'm doing it because I'm trying to set up an actual little ham radio station in my office, and try to get things a little bit more organized.
Well, do you need anything?
I'm building some cabinets. That's what I was telling Patrick. I milled some red oak that we cut down in our yard, and I milled that up, and I'm doing that for the cabinet doors. I'm making some oak doors out of that, and I gotta get everything painted. Honestly, just waiting for this daggum rain to stop so I can actually paint my cabinets.
Well, if you need anything for the ham station, let me know. I probably can help you.
You guys are right. I'm going to try to raise that antenna up like what you were suggesting. And then I may see how much that... Do you remember how much that cable was per foot?
I do not, but whatever it was, I've got 250 foot of it, so just you're welcome to... Welcome to go that route with it.
I'll see a big improvement. I'm running probably 65 feet. Let me know what you think it'll cost, and maybe I'll buy some of it off of you if you're not going to need all 250 foot.
That's fine. So at 100 feet of RG8, we measured the radio's putting out 50 watts. At the antenna, we measured on RG8 19 watts. So with the LMR 400, what we figured we gained, I can't remember.
We should have measured a stupid thing while I was on the ground.
But, we still kind of roughly figure. I guess at a minimum, just the improvement, and because see, that's, you're going to gain both sides. You're going to gain on transmit and receive too. So, yeah, I mean, you really don't have a lot to lose, really.
That'll probably be a good way. I guess I was impressed by, you know, how much that cable did help. Obviously, getting that antenna up higher helped too, but I think I probably will try to buy some cable off of you with that. I'll get an actual length that I need, and then I want to see if I can buy that switcher off of you too, so that I can hook up my two radios like I talked to you about.
No problem. I got three or four of them things. You can have one of them.
Help with is just doing that, and then I'm gonna, I guess, buy some pipe or poles or something, and try to get that antenna up at least another maybe 20 feet if I can, maybe an extra 15 feet.
So where is it mounted now? Is it on the house?
I bought a couple mounts. It's on the house, and I mounted, you can get those pole mounts for basically mounting to, like, chimney, and that's what I have it mounted to, is to the chimney.
And how high above the chimney?
When I started, I wasn't sure how high I'd even need to get it. I think I have an 8-foot, maybe a 7 or 8 foot section of PVC pipe, and then the Diamond X30 on top of that.
Well, we can we'll definitely go up a little more with it, and I think the proof's in the pudding with the difference with the LMR 400. So yeah, I think that's definitely a winner.
Hey, hang on 1 second, Chad.
Roger that. KO4NUE, standing by.
Yeah, I'm back.
4NUE. How much further you got?
15 minutes.
Probably 10. I'm right here at Campobello.
Go down to the Greenville site? Greenville, Taylor's area?
Yeah, I was down that way the other day.
If you want to grab lunch, we'll go grab lunch.
Patrick comes into town every Thursday, and sometimes I meet him on Wednesdays in Easley with me and Chris, and then we've met in Greer there a couple of times, but we might start trying to do that on Thursdays.
Actually enjoy that a lot.
We can make that happen.
I'd appreciate it. I mean, I don't want you guys to go out of the way, but maybe sometimes if you guys y'all are going to be in the neighborhood or something, we'll grab lunch, and that'd be a good time. I would thoroughly enjoy that. But yeah, as far as my antenna situation, I need to figure out what to do, but I was thinking it's just the screw-in mounts for that antenna mast. And I think with those Tapicons, and I think that I could just add like I don't know, I was always thinking like just get like a 10-foot piece of conduit. Do you think that would be all right?
Absolutely. I think I got some of it laying around down there at the machine shop. No, I'll go look and see. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I do.
It's just a piece of conduit, because it should be able to handle a lot. We've done a lot with conduit in the past that it seems to hold up pretty well without breaking.
I think combination of height and changing. I'm just curious, where'd you get the RG8 at?
Amazon.
See, well, I've done that before too, and it didn't work out too good. Just something, I don't know, it's just something you can't scrimp on sometimes, I guess. If you got a short run, I don't think it's too bad, but I just haven't had any luck with it.
So I'm always, I will always spend money on cables, just even, you know, audio cables, video cables, because I just know that your money in cable is, you're going to see it. And you may not notice it, but when you go with some expensive cable, you definitely notice it. But honestly, it's what I was talking to you guys about a couple months ago, you know, when I first got into the ham, I didn't know what to get and where to start, and just kind of felt like I was on my own, and I just was like, well, I guess I'll buy this cable from Amazon, and I bought the antenna, too, just to try to get me up and running.
Y'all probably go through that. I know I definitely did. And just the March, let's see, March. Matter of fact, what's the day? What's today's date? Was when I got my license, technician license. So one year ago. I think today's the 20th. So it's kind of neat.
When I got mine, because I thought I got mine in March, too. But I need to go back and look. Will it say on QRZ?
QRZ, just click on the detail tab, and it'll populate your information about your license. You can go down to the bottom of that, scroll down, and click on view the actual license. It'll take you straight to it.
When I get home, I'm going to see when I took it. I'm wondering if, because you took yours at Greenville, right?
No, I did not. I took mine in Gastonia, and that was not a good place to take an exam.
Is that not a story for the radio?
It was quite the experience. And matter of fact, I actually considered if this is what ham radio is about, I'm not sure this is something I need to be doing, because it was not a good experience.
I totally get it. I didn't have a bad experience. I mean, you already know my experience. I just felt alone afterwards. I didn't feel like I had anybody. Like I said before, here I had my license. I didn't even know where to start. So I just was that stupid bofang. And I'm pretty sure I took my test in March as well. But I couldn't even get on the stinking, get the radio to work or anything until probably like April.
It took me 4 days just to get it programmed. And when I finally made contact, it's like, I don't know, like I won $1 million.
It's you there. And you already know you and Patrick were my first contacts, but you actually, I think you, was it you or Patrick? One of you guys, I can't remember who chimed in first. I can't even tell you the grin on my face. And I came inside, and my wife was like, did you finally make contact? And I was like, yes, somebody finally came back to me. And I could not stop smiling for a day at least.
I ordered the 991A, and I ordered it before I went and took the exam. It took 120 days to get it. And so I got the 2980 just to, you know, fill the gap till the Yaesu got here. And I remember I opened the owner's manual up, the operating manual, and I said, I don't need that thing. And, 4 days later.
That one time I went on, I had that little stupid Bofang 35 or whatever. I had to go to this one spot in my backyard to actually hit the repeater, that it was still scratchy as all get out. And so you told me about the 2980 that you had that, and I went inside about 3 days later. It was on a Sunday, because we talked on a Friday, so yeah, it was a Sunday. I ordered that 2980, and then had to, then the same thing, threw the book away practically. And I was on YouTube for like 2 or 3 days trying to figure out how to word that stupid thing.
Roger that. All right, bud. Well, listen, I just pulled up to the QTH and got the dogs barking at me and an old lady's looking at me wanting me to come in. So I'm going to say 73. So I'll see you maybe on the net tonight. But I am going to go rest these tired old bones. KO4NUE. I'll be clear, Daniel. Be safe, bud.
KI4DTY. Hey, Chad, it was a pleasure, and I enjoyed working with you guys today. Go rest up. 73s.
Hello, Daniel. N4ZLK.
KO4HKX.
Hey, Shane, how's it going?
Daniel, I saw Brad last night. He remembered you immediately. He said it had been a long time since he'd seen you.
Harassed him. He'd always call me Yappie. He would say, hey, Yappie. Hey, Yappie. So, but that's crazy. I'm glad you saw him, and I'm glad he actually remembered me. That's pretty funny.
As soon as I said your name, he knew exactly who you were. Go ahead, Patrick.
He is kind of unforgettable.
It's
true.
Sorry, I doubled. I'm looking forward to it one day.
He's a good guy. He's a lot of help today. He's part monkey.
That's not too bad, but yep, part monkey. Up until about 40 feet. Once you get me around that 40, 50 feet mark, I start to get a little nervous.
Well, really clear. I guess you got something done today?
Accomplished today. Me, Daniel, and Chad, we got that antenna back down, run new coax and new power wire, and got all that straightened out. Extended the pole a little bit to up above the rotator and the vertical, or the beam, to get the vertical up in the air a little more. So everything's working like it's supposed to for now. But that thing wrestled us good this afternoon.
You on right now?
Right now, I am on the beam.
You sound like you're next door. You guys did a good job.
That was really good. I'm just in my truck still, but seems like you're hitting a repeater really good now.
So everything seems to be doing pretty good so far.
You at home? You on the road, or are you at home?
But I'm headed home. Had to make a quick stop at Home Depot and pick up a couple little things, and then I'm probably 30 minutes out from the house.
I didn't have today Lowe's.
Out there, and I start looking for antenna ideas or ways to do things.
Patrick has, he got from, was it Home Depot?
Yeah, the vertical. That's where I got it, was Home Depot.
Sold as an antenna?
KO4HX. No, it was sold as an antenna. They sell tram antennas there.
What's it tuned for?
I don't know. We'll have to look into that, see what frequency is tuned for, but the 2 meter 440 is what it is.
That thing is long too. How long is it, Patrick?
17 feet.
Better is it in the store?
No, it's on the website. I ordered it online and had it shipped right to the house.
I don't need another one. I have a Ringo Ranger, and I don't know how tall it is, but it's probably pretty close to that. I was trying to get away with not using that one. I built a J-pole, which works very well. I just need to figure out where to put it.
Did you say the J-pole is or is not working well?
No, it is working very well. It's, I got the SWR down and the impedance down, I mean, almost to, almost exactly what it's supposed to be.
So, I have a J-pole, but it's homemade as well, but it's really good. Chad made it for me, and I am kind of wondering if I want to take that, I have a Diamond X30, if I should take you down and put up that J-pole instead.
The gain is on it, or what the difference would be. I just wanted to build one just to see if I could do it. And it's definitely smaller. And just for hitting the repeater, I can hit the repeater from my house on my HT, but I would like to put it up in the air more.
So, from where you're at, you shouldn't have a whole lot of trouble. I mean, come out your back door and there it is.
The mountain, that's my only downfall over here.
Last night I was in my driveway in my truck and I could hear you on reverse just sitting in the driveway, so I know if I get my antenna up. I'm assuming you were home. I think you were home. So if I get an antenna up on the roof or above the roof, I should have no problem catching you on simplex.
So what area are you in?
Of Greenville out towards Table Rock.
Conjunction to me. I'm right in Taylor's. I'm on, if you know Taylor's, I'm right on Wade Hampton and Edwards Mill Road.
It's Forest for a few years as a kid. My parents rented a home there.
That's right where I'm at. Next time I hear you, I have to try to hit reverse and see if I can hear you.
For that, because I'm up and down on some hills right now, but I've got when I first turn into my neighborhood, I'm up pretty high, and then I go down, I sit at the base of another hill. I'm still, it's to the north of me, I'm still about 1,270 feet, I think, 1,270 feet above sea level.
I don't know what I am. I'll have to actually look, see what my elevation is. I know I'm not that high.
There are some piece of metal up there on the ridge around Caesar's Head. Patrick and I could probably talk if he could bounce it off of that.
Probably. You never know.
I think I have this. And so I'm going to go ahead and get inside and get some supper here. But it was good talking to you, Shane and Patrick, and I'll have to say 7-3s. This is KI-4-DTY.
All right, good to hear you again. N-4-ZLK. Go ahead, Patrick.
7-3s, Daniel. Thanks again for the help. I had a good time today. KO-4-HKX.
Okay, 7-3s. I'm glad it actually worked. Have a good night.
Gentlemen, and anybody else listening on the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio repeater, this is KM4OIA, Mark Spartberg. Anyone that's part of the club just wanted to verify that the March 19th testing at the Red Cross Center is still going on.
Are you looking for confirmation, or are you just confirming that it's going on?
I know that's where it was before historically, and seen that online. Just wanted to verify before I go ahead and make the check down. I want to go ahead and take my general to come right next week Saturday.
Are you sure? I know they used to do it on the third Saturday, but I don't know if it was every month or every other month. But someone should know. The net that's on at 9:00 tonight. Somebody should know for sure at that time. If you want to check back.
KO4WWZ.
4ZLK.
Evening, sir. And who else is on tonight?
KM4OIA, Mark Spartberg. I was just calling in to check, and I forgot when the net check was. But yeah, I was just listening at 9:00, and that's and then I'll let you know. I'll check to see if the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Club is doing the DE testing at the Red Cross location in Greenville on the 19th.
Hey, Mark, yeah, we will be doing testing the 19th. That's the third Saturday. Be there at 9:00. Over.
Good sir. I'll be there with bells on. I was going to hit my local Spartanburg club last month, but I couldn't find my FRN, but I got it now.
Target the West Cars puts it on every Saturday, every third Saturday at the Red Cross at 940 Grove Road. We'll be there at 9 o'clock, and we'll get started shortly thereafter.
4ZOKKO4WWZ.
Let them get that cleared up.
Detail, and I'll see you then. I'll be there with bells on. This is KM4OIA73s. Y'all have a good evening. I'll be dropping for a little while outside in the garage.
4ZOKKO4OIA. I'm getting it wrong, I know I am, but you're talking about you don't know where your FRN is. If you go into the ULS database, or even QRZ, and look up the call sign, you'll be able to find it, because it'll give you a link to the ULS database, where they have their SEC information, and your call sign will be right there with your FRN number.
Weeks ago, but I was about 2 hours too late to hit my local club up here in Spartanburg.
No problem. KI4, DOS, and the 4ZOK, how y'all doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Gary, for coming in there. I appreciate the help, because I wasn't sure. And Chandler, I'm doing good, and that radio sounds good. I guess you got a new one. Last time I talked to you, you were on the HT.
Sure, I got a Motorola Max Track. VHS, Monodyne 2 meter. I'm enjoying it.
Phone call, let me get this. N4ZLK.
Poor DOS, still in there?
N4WWZ, KI4DOS. I'm still here, Chandler.
Good evening, Mr. Gary. Chad was trying to reach you on the radio earlier today. Did he ever get to talk to you?
Yeah, we got in touch with each other.
I'm awesome. I'm just curious. Your TTH is easily, how close would you say you are to me?
That's probably 2 miles.
If I were to come see you real quick, would that bother you?
Come over tonight.
Tonight, and I was ready to want to see if I could come to your house and we're doing that with you, if that was okay.
In the middle of something right now, Chandler, unfortunately. So, tonight wouldn't be a good night, but we can do it another night.
All right. Do you have an idea when you'd like to do it, or should I give you some time?
About any time. I don't think I've got anything tomorrow. Might do it tomorrow, or if you want to come when I'm calling the net, you can come on a Wednesday night. That'd be fine.
Thinking tomorrow night would be best. That way I ain't got to worry about having to get home and get in the bed for the work in the morning.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we can do it tomorrow.
Because, just call me on the radio sometime tomorrow. You know I'll be out there. I'm always him.
I got a couple of things I got to take care of first thing in the morning, but I'll be done with that kind of early. So I'll give you a shout tomorrow.
Buddy. Thank you, Gary. How was your day?
Can't complain about anything. Got a little bit accomplished outside and a little bit accomplished inside. So anytime you get something accomplished, that's a good day.
No doubt.
KI4DOS, KO4XX, you still there, Gary?
Gary, go ahead.
How am I sounding today?
Hey, I've not heard y'all saying that you had some work done up there today.
Yeah, we got that beam working. We got the rotator all hooked up and squared away, and got the vertical up another couple of feet.
That's always fun. No, I've you had said that y'all might do it tomorrow, and I got those tower sections out, and I was going to take those over to Chad if he was coming up there tomorrow, and just let him bring those tower sections on up to you. But I got them out, and they're ready whenever you want them, and whenever you want to get together, we'll do that.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we had to push it up a day because it's supposed to be rainy and chances frozen mix up here tomorrow.
Well, that's good. You keep it up on top of the hill.
I want to send it down there where you're at.
It won't bother me. I don't go anywhere.
That to you. But hopefully they got it wrong and it won't amount to much. But it's supposed to be cold in the morning. It's supposed to be down around 15 and up here.
That's kind of chilly. Well, I hope it. Hope you don't get any of that frozen precipitation. Maybe it'll just be a little rain, a bit cold rain, but it won't be freezing on anything, hopefully. Of course, the weather's been so warm, you know, you don't have to worry about the roads, I don't think. They're pretty well warmed up, but you know how the trees and the power lines are. They're out there in the elements, and the wind gets blowing, and temperatures drop and it starts doing that wet stuff, you don't never know what's going to happen with that.
That's why I hope they got it wrong and it don't do nothing but rain and move on. I could do without the frozen mix. But we got all that done and, like I said, squared away, and we had a good time doing it. Had a lot of laughs today.
I won't get my panties in a wad over it then.
We wish you were here. We'd have had a lot more fun then, I bet. But like I said, we had to push it up a day, and it was last minute, so sorry about that. But I'm sure we'll have something else to do.
Great stuff to do. I got a tower that was listed last night. It's down in Greenwood, but it's about 48 feet. It's got a four straight sections, and then it's got the tapered section on for the top section, which is about 8 feet, 8.5 feet, and it's free if you get somebody to go down there and take it down. But it's the way it's mounted right now, it's hinged in the middle. It breaks down over the top of the house. I guess the gentleman didn't want to have to climb the tower to work on his rotator or his beams or something, so he made it tilt over in the middle. I've taken one of those down there. They work real well that way, but it's kind of a pain to me. But anyway, you know, if anybody out there, you know, wants one, it's about a 48-foot Ron 25 tower. You know, you can take that tilt over section out and just mount it straight in, and of course, it'll shorten it a little bit, but that's not a bad price on it if you can get somebody to help take it down, that or somebody with a bucket truck.
I think KI4DTY is considering that.
Good. Just have him let me know. I'll be glad to go down and help him, but I'm not going to do the climbing. He'll have to do the climbing, you know, the high part. I'll even bring my harness so he can tie himself off and he won't have to worry about falling. Unless something happens to the tower, of course. You don't ever know about that.
Well, he's part monkey. We had him doing all the climbing today, so we're giving him a hard time about that.
That's a good deal. Well, I'll tell you about some of the towers that I've built and worked on. I won't do it on the air, but next time we get together, I'll fill your ears full, and I'll bring you some pictures of it.
I'm hearing that, and if he does decide to do it, I'll be glad to go with him and help him, help y'all, whatever we got to do to get it down.
That sounds real good. Well, it's like I told Chandler, I got a couple of things I need to do, so I'm going to get off of here for a few minutes before the net, and then I'm going to be back in here on the net. Check in, of course. But I probably won't stay for rag chew tonight. Anyway, y'all have a good day, 73, and we'll talk to you in a little bit. KO4HKX, KO4WWZ, and anybody else out there, KI4DOS.
And I'll talk to you on down the log. Chandler, if you're still there, 73 is to you also. I've got to go get some stuff done myself. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
73 is Patrick. I'm still here. Y'all have a good night. God bless. KO4WWZ on the side.